Hi, this is Will, and you're listening to Scattered Bits. This week's movie is Death Race 2000. Came out in 1975. This was kind of the Roger Corman movies that played drive-ins. Directed by Paul Bartel, starring David Carradine. Sylvester Stallone was the main villain in the movie. It's kind of hard to say anyone's a hero in a movie where the goal of the race is to kill people for points, and senior citizens get higher points. So, this is the kind of movie it is. Definitely drive-in movie of the 70s. Cheap. Probably made fast. I think I read somewhere it was made in 18 days. It's very good. David Carradine, standard David Carradine performance. Sylvester Stallone is a hammy villain. And, you know, after seeing this movie, I've seen it 8 to 10 times, I really wish Sylvester Stallone would have played more villains. I think he would have been very good. But from this performance in this movie, I would have never guessed he would have become the Sylvester Stallone of the 80s and part of the 90s. But again, Sylvester Stallone is a very good villain. The one performance that really stood out for me is Simone Griffith. She plays David Carradine's navigator, and I would not expect her acting to be in this type of movie. I thought she was very good. She went on, according to IMDb and Wikipedia, to sell real estate, and it looks like she teaches drama somewhere. But again, I really like Simone Griffith's performance. Martin Cove has a small part in this movie. He later went on to be in Rambo Part 2 in a small part. If you like a lot of action, this movie's pretty much action. It has the standard Roger Corman cheap action and nudity, but it's very entertaining. I can't give this as a full outright recommendation for everyone. If you like the cheaper drive-in movies from the 70s, then I wholeheartedly recommend it. If you look at these low-budget movies from the 70s and think they're awful, stay away from this movie. You won't be happy with it. I've read a lot of reviews where it stated it's too gory. Yes, there is a lot of gore in this movie, but it's done in such a cheap, low-budget way that it actually adds to the tone of the movie, which is kind of, just standard drive-in fare, not too much to think about. There's heads being rolled over and stuff like that, but again, it's obvious it's not real. I wouldn't show it to the kids, but I like it. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, not just favorite low-budget movies, but all-around favorite movies. A little bit about the movie. The cars were made from VW bodies. They did it because the engines are in the back, and so it made it better for these type of movies. There was a remake made starring Jason Statham, and it is awful. It is directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. He's one of those directors that when I see his name associated with the movie, I just figure it's going to be terrible. So Death Race, the remake came out in 2008. It's really nothing like the original. It's just terrible. There's some good actors in it, but like Joan Allen, but I just recommend not viewing it. It's one of those movies where after you end your viewing experience and shut off TV, you're going to want to light a match in the room. It just stinks that bad. I recommend sticking with the original. Trying to think of a movie that would make a good double feature with it. And, David Carradine did another Roger Corman movie called Death Game. And I guess that'd be a good double feature, even though I think Death Game is kind of boring. But it kind of fits in that vibe, I guess. So I wholeheartedly recommend it. It came out on DVD on a pretty good extras packed version last year. So if you like that kind of movie, I would recommend giving it a shot. Came out by New World Pictures, which was owned by Roger Corman. And that's it. I recommend seeing it. It'd be especially a good end of the summer movie. If you have any suggestions for movies to review in September, I'm trying to figure out something, but I've been at a loss. Feel free to email me at scatteredb@gmail.com. And also, I just recently started a Facebook page. If you do a search of Scattered Bits, it'll pop up. And also, if you feel like doing a review on iTunes, feel free to go there. And I'm not going to ask you for a positive review, just whatever you feel that the podcast deserves. So that's it. Next week, I'm going to end this kind of salute to the end of the summer with a review of Meatballs. Take care of yourselves. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.